USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is again promoting the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that President Biden will sign soon. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo calling final passage of the bill an incredible accomplishment. Raimondo explaining how the infrastructure bill will impact her department and help American workers and businesses.
It is going to enable us at the Commerce Department to fund key priorities that will have very tangible positive impacts for American workers and businesses.
The Biden administration is sending notices to tens of thousands of illegal immigrants who were released into the United States interior without being given a date to appear in court. The illegal immigrants will have to provide documentation as far as where they're living, and they may be deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Investigators looking into the Astroworld concert tragedy in Texas are combing through what's left at Energy Park in Houston, which has been sealed off by a judge. Attorney Benny Augusto represents several people who were hurt by a mob of fans, and he says the scene they describe is haunting.
They saw lifeless people. Of course, they were being crunched to themselves until after the police got there and was able to make some room.
They're suing the headliner, Travis Scott, as well as everybody else who was involved in last Friday's concert. Eight people were crushed to death. The lawsuit alleging concert promoters and security failed to have a safe plan for the deadly situation and had nowhere near enough medical or security personnel. The president of one of John Deere's divisions says the company will be able to shift some production overseas if the workers' strike continues. The strike is affecting over 10,000 employees from production plants in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is being pressed about natural immunity.
Much of the federal government's response to the coronavirus pandemic has been in relation to the use of vaccines for immunity to the exclusion of reliance on natural immunity for those who have been infected and recovered. But Senator Richard Burr, Republican of North Carolina, had questions for CDC Director Rochelle Walensky over guidance that gave the appearance of giving greater weight to natural immunity.
What in the hell are you guys doing? What are you judging this based on? It's not common sense, and it's certainly not science.
The scientific ground for these tests is that these PCR tests can stay positive up to 12 weeks. And so what we're working to prevent is that people who would have a persistently positive test from prior infection not be confused with people who are newly infected in that country. They actually have to prove that they've had a positive test. So we're not looking and misdiagnosing them as newly infected.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Comcast is reporting widespread outages on its Xfinity cable and internet services. Thousands of customers in Philadelphia, South Jersey, and Delaware reporting no cable and phone service, with customers in Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan also reporting problems with services. Customers in parts of Maryland and New York also reporting service problems earlier on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.